16 letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5986. Baruch Hashem, Yudalat Tevis, Tavshin Yudches, Abasi Vachasid. Rebbe, any titles here? Moreinu Tuvia Sheyichya Bloy. Now, he's been, lived in Jerusalem, but he was a, related to some of the, leaders of the Natura Karta, the in Jerusalem. There was like Amram Bloy, but there was all his. But he became very close to Chabad, and he's a very talented. He's a scribe, and he writes in, and a writer, and he's a. And the Rebbe, had a lot of different interactions with him. So here he writes to the Rebbe, Shalom Uvracha. Now, this is something very, strange. You don't hear them. There was a guy over there, apparently. He would help people to, people wanted sort of correct some of their past sins, right? So he would go and he would make corrections, tikkunim, by giving lashes. Anybody who wants to, if you want to come to me, he gives lashes to sort of make up for any of the sins that you've done. I mean, he doesn't force you. If you want to come to him, that's what he does. The Rebbe says, it's obvious what a great responsibility that is. And I'm surprised, is there somebody in our generation that is able to take upon themselves such responsibility? And even the Rebbe says that he says, anybody who wishes to, he doesn't want anyone, but how could somebody take responsibility for something like that? Even if you say, if you want it, it's still something which is, needs to be very looked in. And the Rebbe is not at all for this kind of teshuvah by offering lashes and things like that. That's not. The Rebbe says, look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, which talks about the laws of hurting, damaging the body and the soul, especially in chapter, in C4 over there. I mean, I'm not looking inside now over there, but he discusses about how a person's body is not belong to them to do with it as it wants. You're not allowed to hurt your body. You're not allowed to shame your body. You're not allowed to. This is, you have a deposit that Hashem gave you, something to watch and to look after. So, afflicting yourself, giving yourself lashes. The Rebbe says you got to be very, very careful. I don't know, the Rebbe says, who in our days is worthy enough. In any event, so the Rebbe says, even though he says, anybody who wants, he doesn't tell anybody what to do, he's not offering, he says, if you want, but the Rebbe says still, even to offer that kind of an atonement by giving them lashes is not something which is something that's acceptable. In any event, the Rebbe says to him, by the way, the above sent me two of his books, and the Rebbe said, it's proper to find out, did he publish something else? And to encourage him about the above, to send it over here. So, while the Rebbe doesn't like his style of offering, people remedies by giving them lashes, so, but the Rebbe says, he wrote books, he sent it to the Rebbe, the Rebbe wants him to send the other books, especially, the Rebbe says, together with this, it's important, or it's try to find a way how to encourage him about the necessity of studying the inner parts of Torah, which in our generation has been revealed in the teaching of Hasidus, as explained in many places. And the Rebbe wants him to attract him and expose him to Hasidus. The Rebbe blesses him for good news, for success in his holy work, and especially, the Rebbe says, in the evening yeshiva, that had yeshiva's erev over there, that I guess he was running, and the Rebbe wishes him success in that and in all matters. So here he wrote to the Rebbe about this rabbi who had some sort of a tikkun, a way of correction of people by offering them lashes, and the Rebbe is not too keen on that. And the Rebbe encouraged him also to try to find out if he printed something else and to have him send it to the Rebbe and try to encourage him to learn some Hasidus. That's the necessity of our days.